Is that okay with you to be recorded?
Yes, fine.
Okay. Well, y'all doing okay?
Doing fine. How are you doing?
Doing pretty good, I reckon.
This little one is, that little girl spent the night here last night.
Uh-huh.
Because Jimmy's on one of them learning sessions for Boy Scout, you know.
Uh-huh.
I can't keep Christian out of the ticket books.
Really?
She sees me ride in them. She thinks she's got to ride in them.
Oh, my goodness.
How y'all doing?
Pretty good. Is these folks still here?
No, they're not here.
Oh, really?
Christian!
Jeez.
How y'all been doing?
Doing just fine. Just staying busy.
Yeah.
Oh. The kids had spring break over here this week.
Oh.
But we were still busy. Because we had the spring disbursement checks, you know, come in. So we were busy doing that. Like Thursday and Friday, we went through awfully bad busy.
Well, that gave you a break, didn't it?
Yeah, I broke a tooth yesterday.
Oh, no.
And I called Stubblefield, and he didn't answer.
Yeah.
Nobody answered, and Gail's son-in-law, the girl I work with,
uh-huh.
a dentist in Louisville,
uh-huh.
so he worked me in yesterday. I just got it fixed temporarily, but
uh-huh.
I was glad to get it done for the weekend and not have to worry so about it.
I reckon so. It bothers you, don't it?
Yeah, I was about to tear my tongue up, but, you know, trying to, you know how you do.
Yeah.
But it broke it off that, like, down to the gum on the inside part of the tooth. And I was worried about losing it or having to have a cap or crown or something.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to have that done.
Well.
It's going to, I'm going to have to go back and get it filled in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And get my teeth cleaned.
Yeah.
I liked him pretty good, so it's about time I changed to somebody over here.
How far is it to Louisville?
It's about 20-something miles. It takes about 30 minutes to get there. It's not too awfully bad.
Well, that ain't bad at all.
No. You know, it's scary changing dentists to change to somebody.
Yeah.
You know, but I kind of needed to anyway, so.
Yeah, I guess so.
If he does okay, I guess I'll start going to him.
Well, that sounds good.
Stubblefield, it's hard to get work then, even.
I know
that. If you have last time I had one break, he was closed that week, then it took him 2 weeks to get me worked in. That's kind of.
Yeah.
When you've been going there for.
Yeah.
Ever since he's been there, it's kind of discouraging.
I know it, but I reckon he's just overworked. Cause
yeah, there's.
Just everybody.
Isn't there just two dentists in Vernon?
Yeah.
I guess so.
But I think, I believe that other man's pretty reasonable, that Winston is.
Yeah.
Seems like it.
You go to him.
Lyman does occasionally. Christian, no.
He's been going to some guy in Aberdeen, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's been going to Aberdeen recently to, I don't know what his name is. But he likes the man.
Well.
The man fishes a lot.
Yeah.
And that makes it enjoyable for him to go because Lyman likes to fish.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
It looks like it's going to rain here. Is it raining there?
Not yet.
I was going to go food with Dixie today. I'm going to start trying to spend more. I've been a couple afternoons this week to feed her and try to lead her just a little bit.
Yeah, trying to train her.
Well, I'm going to start trying to work on it.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people say that the person that their handler is the best person to do, you know, to do all that. So I just got an awful lot to learn, and it's. Like maybe a summer project, but
yeah.
I don't know if I'll be the one to actually break or not, but I don't
know. Might be dangerous.
Yeah. It's
because she's getting to be big now.
Yeah, but she's not really big as she should be.
Uh-huh.
And BB's wanting to breed her to another paint horse, to a paint horse.
Yeah.
But I'm scared that she's too young.
Really?
Because she's not finished growing. I mean, I'm afraid it might sway her back or mess up her reproductive stuff or something. And I read somewhere that you really shouldn't until they're 3 years old.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't want to do anything to mess up.
Yeah.
Mess her up or anything like that. So I'm going to have to, if he does it, I'm going to have to see her put on some weight and grow a bunch first.
Yeah. Well, I guess that'd be the best thing to do.
Yeah. You don't want to do something like that too soon.
Yeah.
I don't think.
Come back.
Is Teresa still liking her job?
Yeah, I reckon she does.
Well,
Christian had and got the broom and had it turned crossways trying to sweep the floor in front of somebody's way.
Oh, really?
But she says she likes it real well, I think. She's been having to work 10 hours a day, and then on Saturday, 6 or 8 hours on Saturday.
Well,
it's too much for right now, but...
she's probably enjoying the money.
Well, she needed the money, really, so I guess she's glad to get a chance to work overtime.
Yeah, if they do hire permanently, she won't have to work that much after.
Well, they said
it's
a job she's on. Said some jobs just requires 10 hours a day and some jobs don't.
Oh, really?
A lot of them are not having to work 10 hours.
Huh.
But something about the job she's on. And the job she's on is paying a little more per hour than the one she's on to begin with.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
she changed?
Well, they change inside the building, you know.
Oh.
But she was tickled that she had made as much as Jimmy made.
Really?
Well, she had to work.
She had to work more hours.
One and a half times as hard as many hours as he did.
Yeah. Well, they needed the money, though, I'm
sure. Yes, you ain't kidding.
I'm sure it's like a thrill when you've been kind of in the shape they've been.
Yeah.
It would be for me, I know.
Yeah.
any money is it's about.
Yeah, that's true. It just takes everything everybody gets to
it does
make ends meet.
Really
well, what are the girls going to do this week?
Well, April's been in Jackson all week. Well,
oh, was it this past week?
Mm-hmm.
That they was out.
Yeah, and Candy spent one night here, and other than that, Bibi hadn't seen her except for when she wanted money.
Oh no.
Yeah. So it's been kind of, you know, I think he's planning on spending a little time with her, and she just, you know.
Yeah.
But anyway, she stayed with there's a couple of girls from Carthage.
Uh-huh.
It was Donna's good friend.
Uh-huh.
And they stay with Donna's mama now. Donna lives with Jeff.
Really?
And Don and Charlene used to live over there close to Denise, that's Bibi's mother.
Uh-huh.
And they moved back in with their parents in Carthage.
Yeah.
They stay with their parents about half the time. They stay with her about half the time. So.
Oh, really?
So they've been, Candy's been with Don and Charlene most of the week.
At her grandma's house?
Well, no, in Carthage.
Uh-huh.
or sometimes at her grandma's house, mostly in Carthage.
Huh.
But, you know, they're older, and they both teach school, and I said,
yeah,
maybe she'll learn something from them. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe so.
But as much time as Denise has spent pretty much raising them,
yeah,
it don't hurt for them to help, I guess, entertain her. So.
Yeah.
Because they stay with her more than they stay with their parents.
Yeah.
But, and I meant to tell you sometime, Donna had a facial stroke back, gosh, it's been a month or so.
Yeah.
And it didn't, she was complaining with her ear or whatever to begin with. She went to the doctor, that's what it wound up being.
Huh.
So I think she's scared of maybe having another one, but
she
hadn't, but it's just kind of. I wonder if she hadn't had one before because her face is kind of drawn just a little bit.
Well, I noticed that.
Well, see, you know, I noticed that when I first met her, too, so I wonder if that's, she hadn't had more than one, you know.
Yeah. Well, I wonder what causes it.
Well, I don't, you know, I think allergies can, you know, I read up a little bit on it, and I think, you know, like, stuff like that can cause it. It just happens to mostly people in their
20s. Is that
right? Mm-hmm. I think.
Well, sometimes it's permanent. But
yeah.
Most of the time it goes away.
Well, you know, maybe most of it will, but I kind of think she's had one before.
Hmm.
By the way, her face is a little bit drawn.
Yeah.
But you see people that winds up, you know, they get drawn like that and don't never get back.
You know, Mama, blood pressure was running high, and they said that she may be fixed and have another one. That was last week.
Yeah,
but this week it's under control, so it makes you wonder, really. But, you know, before, after she had that one, when we carried her in the hospital, her blood pressure and sugar was fine.
That's
what scares me. I just don't know. Of course, but she had already had it, so we didn't know when she had it.
Yeah. Stuff like that's strange.
Yeah, it is. It's very strange.
I know it.
This is Ann.
Are y'all starting your garden yet?
Start a garden. We started the cabbage and the broccoli and it froze. It just turned over, got on the ground. But it was 9 degrees here. That morning it was so cold.
Yeah.
So it had a reason to freeze, I think.
Yeah, probably so.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like it.
But that's the only thing we got started.
The what?
That's the only thing we had started, and it died. So we got tomato plants started and some flowers for the flower bed and some pepper started.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, I'm glad to see something growing. But we'll probably put our tomatoes out next week in the field and then put that plastic over them.
Like that cold frame?
Uh-huh.
Well,
that's what I'm thinking.
That'll be good.
Yeah.
I'm ready to see something green.
Me too.
Anything. I can out walk around the yard just looking for something.
Yeah. I'd like to see something growing, too. And it's getting hot enough yesterday and today for it to grow good.
Yeah, I think it is, too.
Is anything out?
Oh, I got your letter yesterday.
Yesterday?
Yeah.
That took a long time, didn't it?
Well, when did you mail it?
First or last week, wasn't it? I don't know.
Oh. I just know that I got it yesterday, and it...
It may have been first of this week. I don't know. It's been a long time.
Did you see Angie when she
came? I didn't see her. Lyman was here.
Oh.
So I don't know anything about her.
Or how she's doing.
I don't think she's doing too good.
Really?
I don't think she is.
That's sad.
Yeah, sure. Yes, it's terrible. But you just don't ever know what
sure
kind
don't.
Of condition somebody's in.
That's true. So Grandma's doing a little bit better this week?
She's doing just a little better. She's still not well at all.
Hmm.
Hang on just a minute. I thought Lyman's going to pick that phone up.
Sun's finally coming out here.
Yeah. Well, good. I'm glad. What you gonna do this weekend?
Well, I was gonna work with Dixie if it don't rain.
25.
I'm gonna go out there and work with her son. And just get out and fiddle in the wet, in the pretty.
That's it. 25.
Hello.
25.
Hello,
thank you. Yeah, I think it's going to be warm. It's supposed to rain tonight and tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. There's like 50 or 60% chance, I think.
Yeah.
My little kittens is growing.
Are they?
Yeah. I just hope I can get them grown.
Yeah?
But they're as cute as they can be.
I bet they are.
But,
has
yours had her baby yet?
Uh-uh.
Well,
no, not yet.
Well,
she don't look like she's hardly ready to have them.
Y'all have better luck this time, too.
Yeah, mate. I just don't know. You just can't ever tell about that. Sometimes you can raise them, sometimes you can't.
Yeah.
Hang on just a minute. Did you need some help? If you find a knife you'd like to look at, I'd be glad to help you. Okay.
Hey,
okay. Lyman's got a coon down in the shed.
A coon?
in a little okay.
I'll see you later.
Come back.
Hey.
It looks like it would make the best pet, but I'd be scared to death of it.
Yeah, I would be too. They're pretty though. Is it a baby?
No, it's a big grown one.
Grown one. What's he gonna use it for?
It's got pretty eyes.
Is he just gonna give it to somebody to practice hunting with?
I think he's gonna give it to somebody to coon hunt with.
Yeah, train their dog.
Yeah. I think. I'm not sure.
Well, I'll let you go before somebody else is back in the store.
Oh, well, it's good to hear from you.
I just wanted to talk for a minute. This program, whatever it is, or this research, this call I'm making.
Yeah.
That's supposed to be that's being recorded.
Yeah.
Is some part of something for some research. You can talk for up to 30 minutes, but I don't want to just, you know.
Yeah.
Hate to just run it up, but
Yeah.
Part of the requirement, I noticed it had to be, they were picking people from like Southern, they had a Southern accent.
Oh, no.
So we probably did pretty good.
Maybe. if it had a video, it'd been really good.
Yeah. Of Kristen.
Trying to keep her out of everything.
While you talk on the phone, yeah. Would be.
Oh, dear.
But
she can take your time.
Tell her I said hello. And tell everybody else I said hello. How's Trey doing?
Okay. Pretty good.
Well.
Lyman wants to say hi.
Okay.
Hey.
Hey. I just got to let you know this phone call is being recorded.
Huh?
I said, I just got to let you know this phone call is being recorded.
Okay.
All right. You doing okay?
Doing fine.
Well, that's good.
Evelyn having trouble talking to you, that girl pitching fit.
Yeah, pretty much. you doing okay?
Pretty good.
That's
getting
good.
The fish enough for you?
Yeah, doing just fine. Staying busy.
How's your horses doing?
Doing fine. I've been trying to spend a little time with her this week. I've been out there a couple afternoons feeding her, so she's not growing as big as she should be, don't seem like. And trying to lead her just a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm going to start really, when the springtime comes, I'm going to start really trying to, you know, to gear towards getting broke.
Yeah.
Most people say that food with them, you can do better doing it yourself, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I was reading that they have real long memories, like
yeah.
longer than an elephant.
Yeah.
You know, and that they remember good training and they remember bad training, so.
They remember who feeds them and who makes them mad.
Yeah. That's true. So, and they like to win. You know, they like to have things their way. And I was reading where you're leading them, and they don't want to go the way you go, and don't let them have their way. And
yeah.
You want to cross a stream or something, they don't want to.
You need to be gentle with them, but firm with them too.
Yeah, baby's wanting to breed her. But I just believe she's too young.
Yeah.
She's not finished growing yet.
Huh?
She's not finished growing yet.
Yeah.
I mean, she's.
Hold on just a minute. Evelyn's got the window open here, and the young'un's hollering at me.
But she's. I think she needs to put on a.
Hold on just a minute.
Okay.
Hey.
Hey.
I'm back.
Oh. I just. Wait a minute.
Luke's here and see her settling in.
He is. Tell him I said hello.
Okay.
Yeah, phone. I'm just afraid it might sway her back or something.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
Well, it does make her easier to stay on.
Well, it may or not as pretty, though.
Yeah.
But I was reading somewhere that for best, you know, in order to, for best taking care of a horse's reproductive system and all that kind of stuff to wait till they're 3 years old.
Yeah, I'd think so. How old is she now? About two?
Yeah. She just turning two.
I'd wait till she was three. Or close to three, I think.
Yeah. I'm going to have to see her put on a bunch of weight. If he's wanting to breed her and get him a paint horse, he's going to have to start pouring the feed to her.
Yeah.
But I was reading, too, that you can put corn oil in their food and it'll make them
anything with calories in it.
But she don't like it when you put corn oil or something on it. So.
Yeah.
I'm gonna keep on after if she gets, or she don't. That's the only way she can get sweet feed is to have corn all on it. She might eat it. But anyway, I'll let y'all go.
Well, be good. Come to see about us.
Well, y'all do the same. I'm off the 27th, March 27th.
Yeah.
I plan on coming over there that day because the kids is out for spring break.
Yeah.
I think. And so maybe we can plan.
I'll let you go fishing with me sometime if you think you can stand it.
Well, I need to. I bought me some fishing license. It's going to run out in June, but
yeah,
the time is a problem.
Yeah.
Hadn't used them yet.
Yeah. Well,
paid $20 for them. So
we
I
can go some evening, you know. And
yeah, I know. Maybe if the time changes and I get out of school, you know, that'll be.
I could meet you over at Lake Leon some evening, and the time changes. If you get there by 5 o'clock, you've got a good bit of time to fish.
Well, maybe after, I'll be out about the middle of May anyway.
Yeah.
Maybe after I get out of school and time changes, we can do that. Cause I'll still have.
That's nearly too late to do any crappie fishing, brim fishing, but right now is the time for crappie bass fishing.
Well, time's going to change in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
So maybe we can do that.
Okay.
I appreciate the offer anyway.
Okay.
I need to use my license before they run out, too.
Yeah.
So I'll let you go. Just tell everybody I said hello.
Okay.
All right. Love y'all.
Love you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.